USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. 20 trucks carrying the first humanitarian aid supplies to Gaza were allowed to pass the border crossing between Egypt and Gaza, which opened briefly today for the first time since Israel sealed it off following the attack by Hamas 2 weeks ago. Aid workers say the shipment, which is just a fraction of the roughly 3,000 tons of aid that have been positioned near the crossing for days, is insufficient to address an unprecedented humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Israel bombarded Gaza with more airstrikes overnight, killing dozens of Palestinians. More than 4,300 have been killed and another 13,000 injured since the war with Hamas began, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health. More than 100 people were arrested last night in Midtown Manhattan during a demonstration calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They also demanded more aid for Palestinians and Congress to stop military aid to Israel. Participants told ABC 7 their reasons were clear.
We have to do what we have to do for justice and for peace.
We're out here, it's pouring rain, we're wet, but they have blood on their hands.
Those arrested were put on buses after blocking traffic outside of Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office. Ohio's Republican Congressman Kevin Hern is back in the running for Speaker of the House, while the former House Speaker is putting blame on his own party.
Kevin McCarthy is placing blame on the small faction of conservatives who removed him from the Speaker position for the current party dysfunction.
We are in a very bad position as a party, one that has won the majority, one that America has entrusted us with, that a simple 8 people have put us in this place.
The statement comes as the Republican majority continues to struggle with electing a new Speaker 2 weeks after McCarthy's ousting. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan faced opposition from roughly 24 colleagues and lost 3 floor votes for Speaker of the House this week, leading to his withdrawal as the party's nominee following a confidential ballot. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Israeli government is increasing its travel warnings, advising its people not to travel to Egypt and Jordan and avoid all non-essential travel to the North African country of Morocco and all Muslim nations. The government says anyone in these areas should leave immediately due to threats of harm against Israelis and Jews. More than 80 Spirit Airlines flights have been canceled today after some planes were pulled out of service for inspections, looking for signs of cracks in brackets on the plane's airframes. The airline says disruptions are expected to last for several days. San Diego tops the list for the highest cost of living in the United States, according to U.S. News & World Report. Factors such as housing prices and fluctuations and expenses like food, gasoline, and medical care play a significant role in the index. Well, this next story is a bit dirty. The place in your house with the most germs might surprise you.
According to food scientist Paul Dawson, a professor at Clemson University, it's not your toilet seat.
The toilet seat is probably the cleanest place in their house.
It's actually in your kitchen, the place where you prep the food you eat, no matter how much you wipe it down. The culprit is the thing you're wiping with.
Across the board, the sponge is very highly contaminated with bacteria and mold.
Experts say to sanitize it with a diluted bleach solution and replace it every week. I'm Corey Myers.
I think I'll go do that right now. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.